Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In just a few moments, we are going to be talking to Sandile Swana. He is a political analyst, and we wanted to understand from him how South Africa looks after the coalition window closes. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
All is well, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So we are... The last couple of days, really, we've woken up to a very different looking country where we've got these strange coalitions or I'm not even sure if they are coalitions. It does get a bit confusing. What is the story?
For now, Howard, I think that maybe we need to clarify this picture in this way.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, up until this year, the record year for coalitions was actually 2011. As you'll remember, that was preceded by the ejection of Thabo Mbeki from power and the introduction of the Zuma faction or whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
So that was the first time we had the largest number on record up until this year of coalitions. So some people would have thought 2016... you had the highest number of hung municipalities. No, 2016 brought a new picture in that the metros were hung. The ANC was unable to win the metros. So that was it was not the highest number. So this year is actually breaking the record of 2011. I'm saying this to come to the point that it's not the first time that we see a large scale a number of hung municipalities where no single party has got more than 50+1 percent of the vote. Two, what that tells us then, other than false pretenses, our politicians have worked with coalitions before, except where they want to introduce false pretenses that they know nothing about this, because they've been forced to do it at least on a significant scale since 2011. So even ourselves as residents, sometimes we are half asleep as we walk through South Africa, because if the ANC or the DA says, I'm in charge of Krugersdorp municipality, you don't even try to find out whether they went into coalition with anyone. You assume that they've got 50+1 votes. But in fact, there's a long time that they've never had that 50+1. Now, what is happening again, which actually, if we are politically mature and we're serious about running our municipality, does not in itself present a problem. So let's say a party like the DA has got 40% or 30% of the vote, and the other parties vote for it to take up the mayorship, to take up the speakership, and to take up the chief whipship, and to form the executive of the municipality, without actually entering into a coalition agreement with those parties that are voting for it to form the government. They can actually continue on that basis, and it is quite likely that some of the municipalities will continue on that basis. And when the IDP is presented, it will be debated by the parties present and eventually voted upon. There will be negotiations around that. There will be negotiations around the budget. There will be negotiations around the SDBIP. So we have to accept that the political architecture of South Africa, and it's not the only country like that, and in fact, the most successful country in Africa as a whole, Mauritius, is run by coalition.
Right.
And some of the most successful European nations, including Germany, are run by successful coalitions. So there's nothing wrong with the coalition. You just have to have the maturity to say, not all the answers lie in one political party.
And this is now something that it's become our new reality. Does this mean, though, that because people have now seen that the ANC isn't the leader of the country or the ruler of the country forever, and it is possible to unseat them, does this mean that potentially coming up to a national election, that we could see a very, very different looking country?
Yes, I think if you look at the statistics, the electoral statistics since 2011, the ANC has been on a steady, consistent decline in terms of the number of votes that it gets as well as the percentage of voters that it is getting. So as you can imagine, every year in the labor force, every year at least about 600,000 new labor entrants come in. So which means whether it's those people who are passing matric and so on. But if you were to convert that to voters, to say it could even be up to 1 million a year of new voters that come in. So every 5 years, we have a very large number that can be counted in millions, between every 5 years of new voters that come in. But the number of voters, people who are voting for the ANC, has never gone beyond 11 million. Whilst the total number of voters is actually growing, which means the new voters perhaps who are joining the electorate in one way or the other, no matter in what, if it's a small percentage, are certainly not adding to the support of the ANC. So when you look at the trajectory that they are now below 50% on a national average basis, they are in the 40s. And they were expecting to have an average of 38%. Their own calculations and estimates were showing them that they are going to end up at 38%.
Right.
So it is reasonable to expect that in the next election, which is in 2024, on a national basis, they'll be in the 40s or below 40%. And specifically in Gauteng, they are going to lose Gauteng.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating to see that this is the case. But do you think then that the ANC, given the fact that they have lost all of the major metros except for eThekwini, are they becoming a rural party?
Yes, that is one way of looking at it, and the reverse also will tell you the same thing.
Mm.
If you look at where they have shown strong voter support, it is number one in the rural municipalities, in the rural areas, and in the areas that are most poverty stricken, namely Eastern Cape, Limpopo. That is where the ANC is virtually unshaken. In rural areas, in the places where people and the municipalities depend on grants, there's no locally generated economic value. So people rely on the ANC, and they believe perhaps that if you keep the ANC in power, at least we are confident that the 350, the 1,000 rand, the 500 rand that comes as a grant to us will continue coming. We can't risk allowing another government to come in where they can even cut off these grants, because we don't end these grants. These grants are a donation to us.
And that's always been a bit of a carrot and stick situation. Sandile Swana, we do need to leave it there. Political analyst talking to us about what South Africa is going to look like after the, and what we are looking like after all of these coalition agreements have been reached.